Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. Sacramento's number one hit music station. It's the Wake Up Call. I'm Orphan Andrew. Gavin's here. Katie's back, everybody. And on Mondays, we scour the internet and try to connect lost love, lost hope with misconnections. All right. Who wants to go first?
I know.
Are you rusty? Okay, go
no,
for it. Hit
no,
it.
I've been waiting my whole life for that.
Good.
This is all so cringe, by the way. Two blondes and a convertible.
Ooh.
Okay. Saw you two in your convertible. You ladies looked so good. I said you looked great with the top down. And the girl driving said, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
So I walked towards you and I repeated that you look great with the top down. And you said, well, thank you. I know I'm much older than you ladies, but the man in me just sprung, if you know what I mean. Just thinking about the what if, please reach out if you see this and you're at least curious about the what if.
So can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does this guy think, by the way, it's ironic because the misconnection I found was also about an older gentleman.
Oh, so I'm glad you are that shocked.
We've got a theme going today. Does he think that just because ladies ride in a car together that they'll both bang you?
Yeah. Not a Ford Fiesta.
Convertible.
Now there's a varying degrees. Okay,
there's a spectrum of convertibles.
Okay, so let's say you're in a convertible Sebring.
Right.
Chances are these two ladies, at best, they're gonna give you a wink.
Right.
Okay.
And the wink's not even gonna be successful.
No. Yeah. Well, she's gonna blink with both eyes.
One eye's gonna go down too far.
Yeah. Now, if you go to the other end of the spectrum,
right.
Convertible Miata.
Uh huh.
Okay. Those ladies, they don't even have panties on.
No, they're sluts.
No, they're sluts.
They're basically
sluts. Look at their car. They're driving a bikini.
The car's topless.
Yes.
What does that say to you?
What does that say to you? We've all heard somebody say at one point or another,
what?
Look at that Miata full of sluts.
Man, it's an expression as old as time.
Yeah.
It's misconnections on the Wake Up Call.
Alarm at Winco. We were both looking at beans at the same time. It made me laugh, too.
Question.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Bag beans or loose beans?
They don't specify.
They don't say. Okay.
We were both looking at beans at the same time, and I could hear your phone going off in your pocket. You weren't doing anything about it, so I tapped you and told you your phone was ringing. You told me that it was an alarm going off and that you didn't know how to turn it off.
Oh, bless you.
I thought that was funny, but you did not. I offered to fix it for you, and you said no and got offended. I didn't mean to offend you. I thought you were so pretty. I'm recently a widower and would love to take you out.
Okay, so are they both old?
I think so. That's not knowing how to shut the alarm off on your phone and being fine with it as a way you live your life.
It's just like, I live this way now.
Right.
Yeah.
And just leaving
very much an old person, especially old woman kind of thing. She's probably in a giant purse. That she has.
Okay.
And she knows every day. It's 6:05.
First of all, it's called a pocketbook.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in a pocketbook.
It's her for her age.
And she knows that every day at 6:05, birds are going to chirp from it.
Right, yeah, yeah. And it just like...
And you know what? Everybody just needs to be goddamn okay with it.
Yeah, Bima, your phone's going off again. I know.
My grandson Tyler did something to it when he was watching YouTube Kids. And now it just does that. And I don't know. Well, I can fix it for you. You stop it.
You're just going to make it worse.
You're making fun of me.
Now, oh, okay. So his wife died, sadly.
Yes.
And I do like the idea that he fancies himself a tech guy.
Of course. He knows his way around an iPhone.
And he knows his way around a Beam.
Right.
So, oh, right. My God.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, so the suggestions are all there.
Maybe he needs a younger gal.
Mm-hmm. One that knows how to shut an alarm off.
This does remind me of those, like, Geico commercials or something.
Which?
The ones where you're trained.
You need to be more specific, because the Geico promotional, that's all over the place.
I can't remember if they're Geico, but it's the one where it's training you not to behave like your parents.
Okay, yeah.
Is that a Geico commercial?
It is a Geico commercial. That does not have the gecko, which at one point they said is our mascot.
Does not talk about saving 15% or more on beans.
Mm-mm.